So I'm not sure about the sound quality because my phone broke. So this is an older phone. It's an iPhone. I regrettably switched over to Team iPhone, but I don't even have my microphone with me. But I felt like I needed to record this because I wanted to get my genuine first-time reaction to the documentary, the Miss Americana, the documentary on Netflix about Taylor Swift. And right off the bat, like, I've loved her since Tim McGraw. You know, I can't say I knew her before she got big or whatever. I'm not the one who usually discovers music before they're big. I listen to them when they're on the radio, and, you know, then I kind of go from there. And growing up, I used to listen to a good bit of country, kind of left that for a bit, then went back to it. And when she came on the scene, I just fell in love. Not, well, I suppose with her, but not for her looks. I think she's gorgeous, but not really my taste. Obviously, I'm pretty short, so her being tall already kind of threw that off. I think her hair is gorgeous. When she used to have it curly like that, it was really great. I'm a sucker for curly hair. But it was her voice. Oh, man. Her voice is really good. I really like it. And Teardrops on My Guitar was, that would literally make me cry when I would go to sleep. I would just listen to it and cry when I would go to sleep. And so I've always, you know, liked her a lot. She always seemed really great. Her voice was really good. And this documentary really gave me a newfound respect for her. Recently, the past few years, you know, she's gone in the ups and downs of Reputation. I guess that's why she called it the Reputation album. And I remember going with those ups and downs. I remember seeing how everybody said she was playing the victim. And I was like, yeah, that does seem like that's what she's doing. That kind of sucks. And then, you know, after that, now she's on the political scene. And it's like, whoa, like, what's going on? I remember listening to You Need to Calm Down. And just, like, really liking the song, like, the beat, the, you know, again, her voice, just, like, oh, it's really catchy. And not really listening to the words for a while until someone was like, yeah, I can't believe she got into talking about gay rights like that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, she doesn't do that. She didn't do that. What? And then I listened to it. Like, we played the song, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, what? And this documentary really goes into how she made that change. And I really recommend that documentary. I mean, it may not get people on side the way she hopes. Or, you know, I don't know exactly what her intentions were when she made this documentary. But, you know, for me at least, I saw, because I recognize that even though there's talent and the need to be great, the need to be accepted and loved, and she talks about all that very candidly, which is something I really respect because that's something I fear I'm going to have to go through. Not that I'm going to have hundreds of millions of people pining over me, but just that I have this vision of me that inevitably will have the entire world looking at me. And she kind of talks about what happens when you've set your whole life to reach this goal and then you achieve it. What next? What do you do? She talked about how when she was trying to win Album of the Year, and seeing her diary back when she was a 13-year-old girl and writing down how she she's really nervous about even performing, but she's going to stick through it because she knows that eventually she'll be there. And to see it very vividly in her eyes and to have it written down and to go back and revisit that, I'm sure, is very surreal for her. It's, she talks about how she reached that pinnacle, getting Album of the Year and not having someone to call. She's like, of course I have my mom, you know, she's great and I always have her and I love her, but I'm supposed to call someone, right? There's supposed to be someone there to talk to about this. And she shows that she actually just kind of went with her music producer, and it was just them two in the studio, and she was like, yeah, so like burritos, you know, I never even had one until like 2 years ago. And she's like, you know, kind of being quirky a bit, and she's just enjoying herself, which I understand what she's talking about, because that's, maybe I've been trying too hard, but that's what I've been looking for. I've been looking ahead and worrying about those future problems, which I guess I have plenty of problems now that I should be worried about. But that had been dictating my love life. I had been looking for someone that I could have with me as I continued my journey to the top, who would understand me and what drives me and respected me and could see my vision and would help me achieve it. Now, not in the sense like I'm trying to be the best whatever in the world and that they are somehow connected in that field or in that regard to help me achieve that. Because that's not what I need in the end. No one is going to be able to help me push to be what I want to be in that regard. I'm talking about someone to be there for me in those nights where I fail or when I'm struggling, just to help me through them. Not even to pick me up, but just to be there with me. Even if I'm, you know, lying, crying on the ground, for someone to just lie there with me, to not even have to say anything. They don't have to comfort me in a way of saying, figuring out what the perfect thing to say would be. Just their presence would be enough because we would have that connection. And I was forcibly trying to find that in everyone that I met. Which I guess leads to me talking about my love life. I had meant to make one separately, but I guess that's a good segue into that. The five loves of my life that I've had have all been because of circumstance, which to me does not equate to what I'm looking for. So what I need to reach, or what I believe that I need to reach where I'm trying to get to, and ultimately it's what is driving my desire to have this person, is, like I said, someone to understand me, to understand my drive, and to help me through life getting to that point. But this is past me signing off.